The Indians going for their second straight win over the Yankees. Michael Brantley ready for this one. Jaime Garcia on the hill for New York, making his Yankees debut. Pick it up, scoreless game in the second. It's Garcia facing Austin Jackson.
Here's the 2-1. Hit hard. Base hit over third down the left field line. Rolling to the corner. Now can Clint Frazier get it? He gets it. Fires. They're going to send the runner. The relay throw from Didi is in time. He's out. No, they called him safe.
Whoa.
They called him safe. The throw is in time. Maybe he got his hand in before the tag hit him. So it's a double for Jackson. He goes to third on the throw, and the Indians take a 1-0 lead. And the pitch is grounded to third. Grabbed by Urshela, throws home, and Gutierrez is out. The great, great play by Urshela. He had to make a leaping grab on a high hopper, way off balance, threw home, and made a perfect throw to get to Reyes. Now, that was a great play. Fielder's choice play, and it goes 5-2. The 2-1. Hit on the ground to short, diving try, Didi. He missed it. It goes to left center field. Guyer scores. It's a base hit and an RBI for Brantley. The Indians get the run back, and they take a 5-1 lead.
Kyle Hendricks, the loss, he's 4-4. Sean Doolittle, save number 8.
Ground ball wide to third. Diving stop, Urshela from his knees, throws to first. In time, what a play! Giovanni Urshela has made two of the best plays you'll ever see in the infield. Behind 0-2, pitch. He struck him out swinging, fastball in. The 2-2, Frazier swings and misses. So I would gather that'll be all for Bauer. He certainly ends with a flourish.
The Indians win their second straight over the Yankees, taking it 7-2. Trevor Bauer the victory, allowing just a run in 7 innings, striking out 7. Francisco Lindor had his 13-game hitting streak snapped. Michael Brantley with 2 hits and 2 runs scored. And Jaime Garcia takes the loss at his Yanks debut, going 4 2/3 innings, allowing 6 runs, 5 earned. The Yankees come up short against the Indians once again. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
I thought our bats were better tonight. We ended up with 10 hits. We didn't score a lot of runs, but I thought we had better at bats. But, you know, we gave up too many runs.
What was it about the at-bats that tell you they're better, just the hits in general?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting base hits. You know, so I thought our at-bats were better.
Look at the fact that you did still have opportunity to score some runs. I know Holiday came up in a big situation. Sanchez came up in a big situation. Why do you think you still can't get over the hump when it comes to runners in scoring position?
It's baseball. I mean, overall in the season, we've been okay. You're going to go through times where you do struggle. And usually in those games, you're not going to win those games. But, you know, I mean, they had a couple long at-bats, and they just didn't get the job done. But, again, I was okay with, you know, the way our approach was.
Joe Sanchez now leads the league in pass calls. How would you evaluate?
He needs to improve, bottom line. He needs to improve.
Why do you think he's had such a tough time blocking the ball this year?
He's late getting down. That's, you know, what I see it sometimes, and something we've been working on, and we need to continue to work on it.
Joe, has he regressed from last year in that department?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, sometimes when you get a chance to see someone for a full season, it's a little bit different, but it's something that he's capable of doing a better job.
What leads to a catcher being late getting down?
A lot of times it's their stance. Sometimes it's their rear end sags. Sometimes you just misread a ball. That's usually not the case, but every once in a while, you know, if you get a guy you don't know, sometimes that can happen. But those are usually and sometimes not anticipating.
Joe, have you considered de-aging him more, putting Romine behind the plate more because of Holiday struggle?
Yeah. You know, up until this point, no, I have not, no.
Will you?
Well, I mean, we're trying to think of everything. So, I mean, we'll talk about everything. But as of right now, I have not.
So, it sounds like what you're describing is technique and maybe attentiveness mindfulness.
Say it again?
Just a mindfulness
you have to be disciplined in your approach and everything that you do. Just like if you're an infielder and your footwork there, and if you're an outfielder and your pre-pitch and your setup, you have to be mindful of it, and you have to improve on it.
Joe, on the pass ball, was that more of a cross-up with Garcia?
No, the ball cut and he missed it.
Joe, what we saw last year, the thing that seemed to that doesn't slump was his defense. You know, how good he was defensively. Everyone focused on the offense. I mean, why from 1 year to the next Does a guy not?
It's hard to say. I mean, it really is hard to say. So, again, we've been evaluating it the whole year, and we've been working on it the whole year. It's not something that's, you know, our heads has just come up. It's hard to say.
But on the ball that Jackson hit and the throw comes in and goes behind, you know, and he kind of stayed, what happened there in your view?
He's to the right too much. I mean, if he's too far away from the plate.
But I guess the runner went to third, I'm talking about. Should he have gotten up and made that throw to third or?
The play at the plate, I mean, maybe he had a chance. I think he spun and he tagged and, it, you know, he probably lost the runner.
So how is it, you say you're working on it, how is his work?
I mean, his work is okay. It's taking it to the game that, you know, sometimes it takes time for players. I mean, you'll make adjustments as a hitter, and sometimes you just tell them to go out and compete. Don't start thinking about your mechanics, because if you do, you're done. And it's just, you know, I mean, we work at it.
What did you think of Garcia tonight?
He looked rusty to me. When I look at, you know, his outing, he was up in the zone with his fastball. He didn't throw as many strikes with his fastball that he usually does. And it's a guy that's pitched it for three different teams and three starts and been all over the country. He looked rusty to me.
Three guys now, 19-29, you lost 48 games, extended stretch.
Yeah, different reasons. You know, sometimes it's been offensively, sometimes it's pitching. You know, again, we went through a really bad streak, and then we played pretty well coming out of the break up until, you know, really Monday or Tuesday. And we've had, you know, some games where we haven't scored a lot of runs. But, you know, I believe that that's going to change.
How significant was the play that Urshela made?
It's an unbelievable play. I mean, it's a play that is probably not going to be made too often because of the way he had to throw. He had to throw across the runner. Maybe if toe's taller, maybe it makes a difference. Honestly, maybe it makes a difference. But it's some kind of play. It's as good as I've seen this year.
It was a tough Yankees debut for Jaime Garcia. He takes the loss, allowing 6 runs, 5 earned, and 4 2/3 innings.
Yeah, those falling behind the count and those walks kind of hurt me. And I just got to do a better job than that.
Was it just the walks, or was it more than that?
Yeah, just the walks and, you know, making pitches. And a couple of those hits there.
On the pass ball, were you and Sanchez crossed up, or what happened there?
No, I was, you know, I think he said the guy was fake bunt, and he lost it on the, I think he pulled it back or something like that. But no, we called it was a fastball inside.
How was your rapport with him?
My what?
How was your rapport with Gary?
Good. I mean, it's the first time he's caught me. He didn't even guide in my bullpens, or he didn't even play catch. But, you know, I try to have good communication with him. You know, we talked about my stuff and what he does. And but it's good, man. Sometimes my stuff moves more than other times, so I get it. You know, his stuff is the first time, but overall we were good.
Up next, the series against the Indians continues on Saturday with Jordan Montgomery on the hill.